First of all, Jerry, congratulations on the with this honor. I know you're going to be at the 8-man All-Star football game. You're going to the 2024 Hall of Fame class. It's a pretty nice honor, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
When they notified you about this, what was your reaction?
I thought, no, I couldn't believe it.
Well, after the career that you have, how come you couldn't believe it? Because you had a wonderful career back in the day.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just thought we had a good team.
And you've got many memories, no question about that. What really stands out about, going back to the, early to mid-60s about you and playing, with your team back in the day?
Well, we worked hard at it. We really did. We had a lot of practices. And I appreciated it. We had some good players.
As you say, it was a well-rounded team. This wasn't just about one or two people. It was a well-rounded team, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It looks like, Jerry, 1966, oh, really 65 and 66, this team really, really came alive, didn't they?
Yes, we did. We had two good teams in a row there.
Was it just a case of, you get older? I mean, you're freshman year 63 at 2-7. You're 5-4 as a sophomore, and then you're those last 2 years, 9-1 as a junior and 10-0 as a senior. It just took a little time, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Everybody got a little stronger, a little faster, a little wiser, and to go undefeated that last year. Talk about that a little bit. What was some games that stood out in that 10-0 season?
Oh, let's see. We had some pretty good competition. Stratton was supposed to be good, and we beat them twice pretty bad. Other than that, Hay Center gave us a pretty good game. That was about it, I think.
Otherwise, there was a lot of lopsided games, weren't there?
Yes, there was.
Taking when they have that situation, Jerry, and those lopsided games, that one good thing is that you get your youngsters, you get a lot of chance to play a lot of kids, and maybe some of those underclassmen don't get a chance to play that much. That really helps them for the future, didn't it?
They got to play a lot some games.
But you got to let your starters play a lot, too. You guys probably never wanted to come out of the game, even some of those lopsided games, did you?
No, we wanted to play.
You at quarterback that last year, talk about the stats. I got the stats right here, Jerry. Almost 900 yards rushing, punt returns, kickoff returns. You had almost 900 yards passing. This was a balanced offense, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We wasn't afraid to throw the ball around.
Favorite receivers? Anybody really stand out as favorite receivers?
Oh, probably my cousin, Tom Stritt.
He was, no question, the two relatives, I'm sure you talked a lot, and it's like, hey, you're my guy, and I'm going to go to as much as I can.
Yeah, he was a pretty good receiver.
We talked about your senior season, Jerry, but your junior year, my gosh, when you played, quarterback and running back, over 1,000 yards rushing and, 200 passing. Boy, the stats really piled up your junior year.
Yeah, we had a good team that year, too. We just wasn't quite ready to play one game, I think.
That just a 9-1 season, do you remember? I'm sure you remember these games like it happened yesterday, don't you?
Not really, no.
But some of those games that you talked about, the Strattons, the Hay Centers, those ones you kind of really remember for a long time.
Well, I can't remember what year it was. We played Palisade, and we scored 3 times in the last 2 minutes. That's the one I remember.
So that was a case of the last three scores you had to come back in that game?
Yep. We were down, I think, 14-0. We scored 3 times in the last 2 minutes.
Was that a little shocking to you that you were down, or shocking to everybody? Hey, we're down in a game. Why are we down?
Yeah, it was, yes.
But Palisade that year, I take it, they had a pretty good team, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a good team.
What was your rival in your high school years? One team that really, gosh, you never wanted to lose against, and just a big rivalry. What was it?
Bartley.
And you remember I'm sure you remember all those guys who played for Bartley and all the games, pretty much?
Oh, yeah, I had some relation playing on their team.
Pretty much everybody in this area is related to everybody else, weren't they, Jerry?
Well, it pretty was, yeah.
Some great high school years, you'll remember those. Then you went on to, and played a little college football, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I played at started at the McCook Junior College. I started as a freshman and linebacker and safe and corner.
And was that a goal the entire career going back to high school? I'd love to go on and play a little college football someplace.
Yes, I did. I had that as a thought, yep.
So did you just play the 2 years and that was it, Jerry?
I just played 1 year and I tore my shoulder up.
So after that, it's like, I just don't want to go through this anymore. The shoulder was in bad shape and that was pretty much it?
Yeah, it was in bad shape, yep.
Did you have any other schools that were interested in you and that they kind of looked at and you thought, man, I might go there?
Colorado coach wanted me to come out and visit. And then he got fired. I don't remember who he was, but he got fired. So I didn't, that's all I heard from. And I heard it from a couple other schools.
But it just fit, hey, it's right here at home, McCook Community College and their football program, the way it was going. You thought, hey, why not?
Yeah, I thought I wanted to go to University of Nebraska.
That was a goal along. So was the plan 2 years at McCook Community College and then hopefully transfer on to UNL?
Yeah. Arizona took an interest to me after 1 year at the college. They was interested in me coming down to Arizona, but I didn't go.
Went on and played in the Shrine Bowl in that after your senior year as well. That had been the only 8-man player selected that year. That's kind of a cool thing right there.
That was cool, yeah.
And talk about your experience in the Shrine Bowl. Did you a chance to play with all those state guys from all around the Lincoln, the Omaha guys? A chance to play with them was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was neat, yeah.
Do you still follow a lot of high school football to this day, Jerry?
Oh, not as much. When you don't know the kids very well, you just kind of lose interest.
Well, I know the Leeses, you had some relatives even after your high school years into the 70s and 80s, gosh, even in the 90s, said some relatives, cousins, or I'm not sure how related, but you're related somehow, some way, and those guys did pretty good in football, too.
Yes, they did. I had some nephews playing. They played well.
And I'm sure you had a chance to watch them quite. Have you lived here pretty much your entire life?
Yeah. Back then, I watched him quite a bit, yep. I was coaching back then.
Talk about your, I'm glad you brought that up. Talk about your coaching experience as well.
Well, the first team I coached, that was the head coach of, they hadn't won a game the year before, and we went like 6-3, I think. And then the next year, we wasn't as good, but we had like 4 or 5 key starters get hurt. A quarterback got hurt before we even played a game, and he was out, and we lost our center, and we lost a guard. And of course, in 8-man football, if you play there, you're going to be on defense probably too. So that was a tough year, the second year.
Did you ever think, gosh, if I could only played 11-man football a little bit? I mean, was that ever a dream that maybe your school, you knew you were going to be probably 8-man for the rest of your high school career, but just to play 11-man? Of course, you did in college, I should say. So you did play a little bit of 11-man football.
Yeah, but I don't know. 8-man football was fine when I was in high school. I enjoyed it. We had a good time.
You were also, I hear, pretty good in basketball and also a track and field guy as well.
Yeah, I did all right there.
And your teams were just as good in basketball as they were in football?
No, we wasn't quite as good, but we was good. We never did get to state. We always made the final, district finals, but we couldn't get that.
Well, what was the rivalry in basketball? I got to ask. Was it Bartley and Gett in basketball, too?
Oh, yeah, it was Bartley, yeah.
And then you were a track and field guy as well. I ran your freshman year, ran a 205 in what was then the 880-yard run. That's pretty good.
For that year, yeah, it was really good.
And you ran a 48-second split on your mile relay your last year. That's moving pretty quickly there.
Yeah. Well, my dad happened to be at the track meet, and we dropped the baton.
Oh boy, that's not good. So your track and field years. Did you ever get to a state meet?
I went in the 440 once, and I placed in the high jump 1 year.
So it doesn't matter. You're a sprinter and also a pretty good high jumper to boot, weren't you?
Yeah, I think they tied for third, fourth, and fifth.
Well, you had some great years, Jerry, no question about it. And anything you can say about this Bob Duckworth guy, you know, that you can share to everybody else in our radio audience here?
Bob's been a really good friend. It was his idea for me to put in to go. He called me one day and said, well, can I put your name in to go to this eight-man all-star? And I said, well, sure, go ahead.
And like what happens, you're going to be inducted. You're going to have, I'm sure, some other family on hand for this coming up on Saturday?
I think so, yeah.
Well, if they all the leases show up that is related to you, oh my gosh, they're not going to find enough room to fit you all in over that football field.
Probably not if they all show up, but I don't think they all will.
It's kind of tough for some maybe to get there, but yeah, all of your family and everything. What are you doing? Tell me, what are you doing right now, Jerry, as far as living where you're at and family around? What are you doing right now?
Well, we got all the fam. All my kids live around here, and it seems like they always want something.
No, that ain't the case, is it?
Yeah, they're always calling. Dad, can you do this? Or
I'm sure a lot of those kids went on to school, sports and stuff like that, didn't they?
Yeah. All girls. They all went and played volleyball and basketball.
All girls. How did that happen, Jerry?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
Talk about Weeping Water. That's a town or a school that's going to stay in your mind forever.
Yep. That's probably where I'll be. They've had some good football teams here, too.
Jerry, great job. Thank you so much.
You should give Bob a lot of credit because he did. He was one of our tackles.
You said Bob was one of your tackles, so that you needed big guys and good guys in the offensive line because they make you look good, don't they?
That's right. He went out every year, and I don't think he got a play till he was a senior.
But that senior's team is going to be pretty special. He'll always be remembered as one of the best going undefeated.
Yep, it has been.